In a recent article by the Straits Times titled "Singapore Government Reviewing Collective Sale Regime, Reform May Be on the Cards," it was reported that both property owners and industrial players have been lobbying the authority to review the current en bloc sales process. The last major review was carried out back in 2010. That means it has already been about 16 years since the en bloc regulation was last seriously relooked at. Under the current rule, any collective sale for a development that is more than 10 years old require at least 10% consent from owners, both by share value and strata area, before the sales can proceed. For development below 10 years old, the threshold is even higher at 90%. As a result, many aging developments today are effectively stuck. Even if the majority of owners want to sell and move on, they are unable to achieve the required level of consensus needed for the collective sale to proceed. This has slowed down the redevelopment of many older housing estates across Singapore. That is why some older condominiums from Mandarin Garden to Laguna Park remain in limbo. A large number of owners may support an en bloc sale, but without the necessary mandate, the redevelopment process simply cannot move forward. Personally, I feel there is a possibility that the government may eventually introduce a tiered consent framework for older development. For development below 10 years old, the minimum consent threshold should probably remain at 90%. After all, these are relatively new projects. En bloc so soon for what? It is also not environmentally sustainable to tear down newer buildings prematurely. For development between 10 and 39 years old, the threshold could remain at 80%. However, for development above 40 years old, perhaps the threshold could be reduced to 75%. And for development above 50 years old, the consensus level could potentially be lower further to 70%. Such a policy shift could help revitalize many aging developments sitting on prime land today. Many older condos are no longer efficient in terms of land use. Maintaining costs are also rising significantly, especially for development built in the 1970s and 1980s. More importantly, this may help many seniors unlock wealth from their aging asset and improve their retirement options. At the same time, I believe stronger safeguards must also be introduced to protect minority owners, especially elderly residents who may have strong emotional attachment to their homes. Honestly, I really empathize with them. But in Singapore, redevelopment and intensification of use of land is almost inevitable. It's always dig, dig, and dig. Possible safeguards could include stronger disclosure obligation by collective sale committee, mandatory independent second valuation before a sales proceed, enhanced mediation processes, and greater transparency throughout the collective sale process. So, what could this change mean for the property market moving forward? If the en bloc regulations are eventually relaxed, older large-scale condominiums such as Bradleview, Pine Grove, and Ivory Heights may once again see renewed collective sale activities. Marketing agents will become extremely busy. Investors will also start looking for opportunity to ride the en bloc wave in hope of securing a future windfall. And for those that had the foresight to buy into older development earlier, congratulations to you. For those who miss out, hopefully there are still some good lobang opportunity left in the market. That said, I have one concern is that many collective sales today involve tearing down the entire development and rebuilding them from scratch, because it's often more cost-effective and efficient for developers to do so. But in Singapore, there are many iconic older condos with unique architecture design and historical character that deserve to be preserved. Here, I hope the authority can eventually introduce policy that encourages the conservation and adaptive reuse of selected development with heritage value. This could inject greater uniqueness into Singapore's real estate landscape, while also promote a more sustainable built environment. Sometimes, preserving a part of our built heritage can create homes with more soul, stronger identity, and emotional connection for future generations, returning to the place they once belonged to.